Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Our desire always to bring you truth from a grassroots level. Amen. We ask you to, amen, call in and you can give your visions and your dreams. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for what you are doing, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Lord, we know you're able to do everything that fail. We ask you to come by a little while and be with us, because you said with two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, we ask you to bless the callers, wherever they might be, behind Satan's hand, whatever work he's trying to work against them. Oh, Lord, it will not prosper. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. Well, welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and you can also find us on our website at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. As well as you can go to our associate website, go to the youthreach.org. Go to the youthreach.org. Amen. We're happy to have you. Like we said, it's always a blessing to have you and you call a friend and tell them to call 1-855-236-252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. What we're discussing now about salvation, can a vegetarian be saved? Can a vegetarian be saved? You know, these subjects are all as prevalent, is also out there, amen, in the world space, and you might think it's very simple and nonsense, but God loved everybody. He cared for everybody, and you'd be surprised the obstacles people being told, and because of the fact they're looking for the truth, they find themselves wondering, amen, been caught in the snare of a lot of false doctrine because, amen, lack of understanding, lack of the truth. Amen. Paul, the Gospel of Paul, one of his epistles, the book of Romans, amen, he addressed, amen, the gospel message from a point of view. We want to share it from you from they call it the Roman Road. Amen. Romans 1 and 16 say, for God, for Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also the Greek. It's the good news of the Messiah. Amen. God, the gospel of God, the good news of God. Amen. Romans, amen, the 10th verse, for as written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Amen. 14th verse, the 3rd chapter of Romans, say, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, and their feet are swift to shed blood. Amen. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Romans 3 and 23 say, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 5 and 8. It said, but God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For 12th verse, it says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed unto all men, that all have sinned it. For that all have sinned it. Romans 3, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10th chapter, amen. And the 9th verse, that if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. And the 17th verse says, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We are talking about, amen, Romans, Acts chapter, the book of Acts, during the first beginning of the church, the apostles, during the time of Pentecost, Acts 2 and 37, old man Peter, amen, began to speak to them concerning the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he came forth with Acts 37, say, now, when they had heard this, there was pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Now, I finished reading the Romans Road, amen, I was giving you Romans 1:16, Romans 3:10, 3:23, and Romans 5:8 and 5:12, and Romans 6:23, and ending it up with Paul was saying, if a man confessed in his mouth that God believed that God brought Jesus Christ from the dead. God brought the Messiah from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. And Peter had finished ministering in Acts chapter 2, and the people, Paul was saying, apostle in the book of Luke, the apostle Luke was writing the book of Acts, and Luke said the people was pricked in their heart, amen, Acts 37, when they heard the gospel of Peter preaching. And the 38th verse say, Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of your sins, for removal of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord shall call. Amen. So we're discussing, can a vegetarian be saved? Now, through this discussion of the scripture, amen, Paul was doing the gospel, amen, in the book of St. Luke, amen, the gospel message is the message, amen, of God sent his son, and he's describing and carrying us through, amen, what we must do. We have an obligation, and those that hear the word of God, amen, and those of us, amen, that teaching the people the proper way and proper to hear, amen, the gospel message, amen. And St. Luke 24 and 44, it says that, and he said unto them, Jesus, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which was written, excuse me, in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Jesus was talking here, and then he opened up their understanding, and they were understand the scriptures. And this is why we are so moved, and so be very careful to speak according to the scriptures. The scriptures, the writings of the scribes and the apostles, amen, the gospel. And continued in the 46th verse, and he said unto them, thus is written, and thus is behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So this is why you find that what we have gone through prior, amen, the Roman road, amen, and Peter was preaching here, amen, repent and be baptized because according to the scripture, Jesus died according to the scriptures, amen, all the writings prior and the prophecies prior when he was living on earth. Amen. And now we'll go to the subject with a little background and history there on the gospel. That does God have a respect to person? This is what it boils down to. Amen. The gospel according to the letter of James, talking about, amen, who can be saved, and you're dressed in the glad clothes, and when a man walk into the church and he have dressed a certain way, should we give him or her, amen, a proper place to stay up, to set up front, amen, and all of this. But the real factor is, amen, the real facts, amen, of the gospel is, amen, that Paul had addressed one of the facts, and you find that today in certain places. You know, the Bible is always up to date. The Bible is always up to date, amen. All type of comments and schisms and bullying, amen, and all remarks that you might feel, well, it doesn't bother me, but it affect people, those that want to come to Christ and want to be a part of the heavenly blessings, and they want the truth. And here the enemy sets up little small comments and embarrassing circumstances that drive away people, amen, from the love of God. Amen. God made it so simple, amen, but to be surprised of all the little different problems that arise, amen, through people discussing without understanding, without the truth of the gospel, amen. And Paul addressed one of the comments in the book of Romans, amen, about a person eating herbs and about someone eating meat. In Romans the 14th chapter, amen. We'll read a little bit here. Paul is saying here that, amen, he that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful dispensation. For one believe that he may eat all things, and another, who is weak, eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Now you can make an underlying mark there that God has received him. Amen. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant, or his own master's? He standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holdeth up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteem one day above another. Another esteem every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord. He that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doeth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, but he that giveth, God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he may be the Lord both to the living and the dead. But why dost thou judgest thy brother? Why dost thou sit at naught at thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess to God. Amen. We all have to come before God. We all have to give an account of our lifestyle. This is why Jesus made a point, amen, concerning habits and lives and condition. We all have all kind of problems when we first come into this life. Jesus said in Gospel according to John, the 3rd chapter, he was talking to Nicodemus about being born again. We have so many comments today about people say they're born with certain habits. They're born with certain lifestyle. Amen. If little children just doesn't, they have children stating now that, amen, they was born, amen, with certain specialties, certain urges and certain tastes, amen. Jesus said all of this that you was born with, and Nicodemus couldn't understand it, amen. Jesus said, now listen, whatever it might be, whatever you supposed to think you was, amen, before you was born, amen, you're going to have to be born again. Amen. The Lord cleared it up. That's why the water baptism, amen, is designed to, amen, to be washed, amen, for the remission of sins. That's ceremony. So when a person hears the gospel, amen, and they accept that God, they love God. People today really love God, amen, more than anything. They love God. Now, they might get confused because of false information about what God, amen, but when they really hear the information about God, amen, they created the world, the stars, the moon, the ocean, and the human beings, and that he loved them regardless. Amen. He loved them and wanted to accept them back into his family. Amen. And it's by faith they can come into this family if they just believe. Amen. When they believe and accept Christ, amen, the Messiah. Christ is the Messiah. He's the Savior. Amen. The Jews were looking for the Messiah. He is Christ Jesus. Amen. He is the Christ. Amen. When they accept him, amen, through water baptism and believing, amen, the spirit man, the inner man, Amen. Become new. It becomes new. Amen. And what the problem is, amen, is that the natural man still holding on to the old information. Amen. The old thoughts, which he have to be renewed. Paul said in Philippians, amen, amen, you got to be renewed through knowledge, amen. So if you was a vegetarian, you still can be saved. You learn to eat meats, you learn to eat this, amen. Paul, Apostle Peter had that problem, amen. He was then, not only was a, amen, he loved certain type of foods he wouldn't eat. Amen. And the Lord came to him because he carried the gospel. He carried the message. Peter, amen, was an eyewitness to Jesus while he walked this earth. Became the apostle. Amen. The sent one. Amen. And God told him, amen, to go to, amen, to Acts chapter 10. He told him to go. Amen. And tell Cornelius. Amen. A lot of people love God. They might have different habits they was taught what to eat, what not to eat, how to associate with people, not to associate. Amen. But God broke that yoke. He broke that association. He brought the gospel. Oh man, Peter brought the gospel to Cornelius. Amen. He was the captain of the Caesarian host. Acts chapter 10. Amen. Cornelius loved God. He gave to the poor and the needy. Amen. He always prayed. But God saw as his closeness to him. Praying and giving and good works bring God closer. Amen. If you're looking for God to get closer in your life, you got to have good works. Amen. Good works. Amen. Dealing with the public, the people, because God created the whole world. Amen. They reproduce in sin. And the enemy is trying to stop the reproduction of the human race. Amen. He's trying to stop the reproduction of the human race. They're trying to destroy the youth. Amen. Babies. Amen. Families from reproducing. And that's why you find men now, amen, through a lie. Amen. Trying to live with men. There's no reproduction there. Women living with women. There's no reproduction. Amen. And God, amen, when people begin to go against God like they did in Tower of Babel, amen, the Lord is big enough. We don't have to worry about it. God is big enough. But they can be saved. They can be saved. That's the issue. Regardless of what kind of lifestyle, amen, that you had prior to coming to Jesus and you hear the gospel, still can be saved. The Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. Well, Lord, I'm a homosexual. Come on. I'm a lesbian. Come on. Well, Lord, I kill people. Come on. I'm a terrorist. Come on. Amen. I'm a whoremonger. Come on. I'm an adulteress. Come on. I'm a gambler. Come on. I'm a liar. Come on. I'm a false prophet. Come on. Whosoever will, let him come. Amen. And if he say, Lord, forgive me of all these things, all my habits, all my problems that I've been going through, amen, I was taught, and they heard that they don't have to be chained down and shackled to this, amen, and to be baptized in water, amen, to remove all those sins, amen, according to the ceremony for the remissions, amen, of sins. They are against God and man, amen. Then they come to the living knowledge. People come into the living knowledge, and that's where, amen, the maturity comes. Maturity comes, amen. It's not that God have left them. God has not forsaken his people. People forsake God. People forsake God because of lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge, amen. Learning God and practicing. And this is what the step, amen, the next step. Amen. The vegetarian, amen, like Peter. Peter said, Lord, I don't eat all these kind of meats. God had caught him up in Acts chapter 10, caught him up in a vision. On the ninth part of the day, he was fasting. until the ninth hour. Amen. He's getting ready to eat his breakfast, and amen, he find himself. Amen. God has put him in a vision. Amen. He was the carrier of the gospel. Put him in a vision. He is responsible for carrying the gospel. Amen. Those that God has called and chosen, they are responsible. You are responsible for carrying the gospel. Yes, you might have good speakers and people around you. Amen. Peter had great men around him, but the Holy Ghost came to strictly for Peter. And Peter, he would say, Peter, I want you to go. Amen. And he was showing, and he said, Peter, I want you to go and eat. Peter said, Lord, I don't eat this. I don't eat this kind of meat. I don't eat these kind of fowls and fish. Amen. I don't eat that. And the Lord, when he dealt with him, he said, Peter, what I have cleaned. Amen. In other words, he was giving a metaphor, what I have saved. Amen. I want you to go talk to them. Amen. And there was a back and forth conversation until Peter understood, amen, that the gospel is not strictly, amen, for people that love meat. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. So the conversation went on, and Peter realized when the Lord had sent confirmation knocking on his door. Amen. He went there and knocked on his door, and many times God sent people to knock on your door. Amen. Knock on your life. Say, here, the vision and the dream, the Lord sent confirmation. He knows how far your understanding is. He knows how deep your understanding is. Amen. He'll come up. Somebody can come up, and nobody know it but you and God. Amen. Knock on your door. Say, hey, Peter, we need you to come to Joppa. Amen. You in Joppa, Peter, we need you to come. Amen. We need you to come and talk to, amen, Cornelius. Amen. Peter saw in a vision. Amen. Cornelius saw in a vision. Amen. And he sent his men, amen, to Joppa. Good old man Peter, tell him to come. He was prejudiced. That lets you know there's some things in our life, amen, we haven't got rid of. You haven't got rid of yet. You haven't got rid of, and God had to work with you. Amen. Some of us are still kind of jealous. God had to work on you. Amen. Some of you still stingy. God working on you. Some of you still, amen, you know what your weaknesses are. Amen. The enemy, just he got it lined up. Amen. Amen. You know that you like too much food. Amen. So Peter would not go. But God, he knew. One thing about God, let's stop him from the sidelines for a moment. One thing about the Holy Spirit and Lord, what we're reading now and what we're studying and what we're discussing, it's not new news. It's not, if you read the Bible correctly, these letters that Paul was writing to these different churches, amen, these people was filled with the Spirit of God. Amen, amen. And the apostles had to go, amen, and go into these areas. They loved God. Cornelius loved God. It wasn't the fact that Cornelius didn't love God. Amen. Cornelius, he cared for God, but he had to go further. He had to go further. Amen. The closer you get to God, the closer. Amen. The closer, amen, he see things, and the Holy Spirit say, you have to do, maybe do like Moses. Moses, amen, don't come any close to this burning tree. Moses, take your shoes off. Take your shoes off, Moses. The ground that you're trying to walk on, you can't walk on that. You can't, not with those shoes on. Amen. So there are some things in our lives, amen, that we have to be careful about, because it's about judgment. It's judging. Amen. Paul said, why should you judge your brother? Because he doesn't eat meat. Amen. He said, well, he got allergies. Well, he was brought up with allergies. He was brought up with this. But you can't judge him. Not if God received him. God has received him. He has come through the understanding that food doesn't stop him. Once he accept the gospel, there was nothing in what we have seen and studied, amen, that you to believe in. In order to get saved, you got to eat more cows, more pigs, more chickens, more fish, more ducks, amen, fowls in the air. And nothing, there was nothing like that in the conversation. There was nothing like that, amen, in the message, in the gospel message, amen. So those that you run into say, well, I would accept Christ, but, you know, they got a butt with it. I love pork chop. I love oysters. Amen. I love to eat certain things. That has nothing to do with the gospel. That has nothing to do with the gospel message. Amen. If they want to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, if they want to accept the Messiah, the Savior, amen. And they take that step, believing that what you have given them, and be baptized in water, amen, give them the whole picture. Then after they come into Christ through the Holy Spirit, being born again, amen, the Holy Spirit began to work with them and understanding, like Paul had told Timothy, amen, pray over your food, whatever's sown in the shambles, amen. If for no conscience sake, don't ask a whole lot of questions. Amen. Where did you catch this bird from? And who shot the bird? And amen. What did you cook the bird into? Paul said, ask them questions. Let's pray over it. Amen. If you, today and time, people have to pray over their food. Amen. But it has nothing to do with salvation. Amen. That's a part of your spiritual growth. Your spiritual growth. So a lot of things people bring it up is out of the step of the gospel. They bring it up things that people will learn, amen, after they accept Christ. Spirit begin to show them and begin to nurture them, amen, into maturity, amen, be becoming to eat meat. Paul said in the book of Hebrews, amen, the young babes, we feed them with milk, amen, of the conversation. Then later on, you feed them with meat, with other word, hard words, without trying to hurt their feelings or go beyond their understanding. Amen. Paul said, now you can just go right out and tell them, say, listen, brother, amen, you can eat anything. Amen. Make sure it's good, well cooked, and amen, and pray over it. Amen. Isaiah, first chapter of Isaiah 1:8, he said, come now and let us reason together. Amen. He's talking about you can eat good of the land. Whatever's good in the people of the area, amen. The fish is the best thing in that area, amen. Pray over it, amen. Make sure it's not toxic with poison and everything. Use the common sense. Make sure it's not dead laying along the road. Try to cook it, amen. Whatever, amen. God will accept you as your Lord and Savior, amen. It's not what you eat to stop the salvation. Amen. It's not what people eat to make them backslide from the gospel, from the life of Christ. Amen. Amen. So what people eat and what people dress, how they dress and how much they pay, amen, giving to God, that's a part of maturity. Yeah. Amen. Once they accept Christ, amen, then you'll find that all the letters being written by Paul, amen, and old man Peter, all the New Testament, begin to talk about maturity in the church. Amen. By church, the assembly, loving your brother and loving your neighbor. Amen. All those steps. Amen. Begin to mature in Christ. Amen. So let nobody judge you by what you eat, what you put on. Amen. Where you sleep and what you drive. Amen. All that's a part of maturity in Christ. But it has nothing to do with your salvation. All right. All right. We're going to open up the studio as well. As always, amen, we are a great audience as always. We come forth to discuss things that are on the cutting edge, amen, of the gospel, and as well as what is the false teaching and false churches are putting out there, amen, false preachers. amen, are putting out there an atmosphere, putting out there an atmosphere, and it's putting out there among, amen, the young people and people today, and it's this, it's for us. That's why Jesus gave a commission. He said, go. Don't sit around being a hermit. Hide out in the mountain and come out and just pray. Amen. It's not helping nobody. Amen. God knew he'd give us the power to rub shoulders with people. Amen. He knows sometimes our attitudes. And he knows sometimes we can't bear certain things. He already know about that. He already know about that. He already knows. Amen. Some people you can't stand. amen. Because of, you know, their character or whatever. He knows about that. He knows about that. Amen. But he know we got to live. We got to be in it. We got to be the ambassadors of Christ. So he give us the power to go. He give us the power to talk to people. Amen. Talk them out. Encourage them. Bring them out. Amen. He didn't tell us to sit around. He said, go. Amen. That's our job. And you'll find secrets in going. Amen. People have a lot of things stored up. People have a lot of places to find funds and information. And amen. When you go out into the world, there's many treasures out there. Information and treasures and things and treasures. Amen. Seeking God. Amen. And God will open up the windows of heaven. All right, we're going to open up the lines now. Amen. As always, we'll open up the lines. Amen. Discussing the message. Those of you, amen, like to have a conversation, give out your vision or dream, or maybe you have run through that talk with somebody concerning, amen, their appetite or, amen, their religion to forbid them to eat certain things. Amen. You want to share it with us. Amen. Maybe you were caught in that. You know it's now a trap, but at the time you didn't know. Amen. You can call 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Just press 1 on your phone. We will type you in. You don't have to give your name. Amen. We'll call your area code and last 4 digits of your telephone number. Amen. We respect everyone, and we are not here to fight or argue a message. Amen. We're here. Amen. Like Proverbs say, we're here. Amen. Proverbs 24, Proverbs 27 and 17 say, iron sharpening iron. Amen. We're here to encourage one another. Amen. Iron sharpening iron. And as well as Proverbs 24 and 16, it says that for a just man can fall down 7 times. Amen. He can fall down 7 times. Amen. Things can happen. Amen. You're out there in the world. You're discussing and you're walking and talking. Amen. Things can happen. But the will of the Lord, amen, and a wise man, God will restore him. Amen. But a wicked man will fall in his mischief. Amen. But a wise man, amen, he can get up. Amen. An honest man, he can get up. Proverbs 24 and 6 said, a multitude of counselors, there's safety. And a multitude of counselors. Jesus even said, amen, in the book of Matthew, where 2 or 3, amen, come together in my name, there I am in the midst. Out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. Say, let my word be established. Amen. So we're always working here. You'll find in Doctrine and Truth Blog Talk, amen, to give God's words out. To give his word out. Amen. Old Testament. Amen. The Old Testament way is the foundation of it. Okay, if you have a comment, a vision, a dream you want to share, amen, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Our technician will put you in the studio. Amen. And we will discuss. Oh, you may have discussed something, a vision, a dream that you want to live out to the audience, and somebody might want to, amen, to come in and comments on that statement that you gave out. Amen. All right. We're talking about, can a vegetarian be saved? Can a vegetarian be saved? You know, today and time is so much that's happening, so much different habits going, so many different diets, amen, going through the land, amen. The Bible already have it. It's in the Bible, amen. It's a matter of researching, and you can find it. It might not be in the concordance, amen. It might not be, amen, where you think it might be, but can a vegetarian be saved? Amen. The Bible is always up to date. Amen. God loved the whole world. God cared for the whole world. Amen. He doesn't refuse anybody. And that's why Jesus made the statements concerning, for man must be born again. You can try all you can without the power of God, and you'll find in the Old Testament, amen, without the power of God, they was not able to continue to live, amen, to combat the temptations that the enemy bring, combat all the different habits and fads that the enemy bring, amen. If you find themselves being confused, amen, but with the power of God and learning, amen, more about Jesus. Jesus said that I am, my yoke is easy, my burdens are light. Amen. What God give us to do through his son, Jesus Christ, because Jesus walked this earth, amen. He became the Christ after he died and rose again. Amen. He is the Messiah. He came that way. People didn't expect him to come this way. They did not expect the king to come as the way he did, but he did, and he's God's son. And those 33 years, some say 33 and a half years, he learned a lot. 33 and a half years, he's seen a lot of religions, amen, and a lot of fault finding and ministering, amen. And those false teachers and false religions and false groups, amen, they always was confronting Jesus about the word of God. The Old Testament, they was constantly on him about the Old Testament writings, amen. And the apostles, amen. You always hear me say on this program, examine the word of God that you have. See where it comes from. Find the history. Who wrote it? Who translated it? Amen. Hebrews, the Hebrew language, amen, one of the oldest languages, and they have Aramaic, amen, Greek, the translations to all different languages, but you live off of this. This is not something you read for a while, you throw it because you found out, amen, the word of God changed your life. It brought hope into you, amen. If a person still got a hope or vision, you can mean it, you can make it. And you might hear the cliche all the time, never give up. Don't never, 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 never give up. That means because there's a hope. Amen. Somebody have a hope in their life, and they depend it on God through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. We're talking about can a person diet? Amen. Can a person get whatever they're eating? Amen. Can they be saved? Would God accept a person that's only eat meat? God will only accept a person that eat vegetables. God accept only a person that, you know, whatever. Will God accept him? Will God accept him? Yeah, will that stop God? Amen. Through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Actually, 3:16 say, God so loved the world. Amen. God loved the world. That means before Jesus came on the scene, amen, God cared for the world. He cared for the world. He still cares. If anything you created, amen, and it looks like you, amen, in the image of God, God created he, him. He created, amen, Adam and Eve. God created them in his own image, in his own likeness. He knew how to make the world grow. He knows, amen, how to make the world multiply. He knows, amen. He wanted variety of people. You look at all the different plants and animals, all the different fish, amen, all the different birds. Amen. God loved variety. He loved variety. So why would he segregate certain people and certain languages? And he created the whole thing. He created all of us, stars, the moon, amen. So that doesn't sound like the creator. It sounds like the enemy fighting human race. It sounds like the angels in heaven that went astray. Amen. That's what it sounds like. It sounds, amen, telling people, you know, you can't be saved, you just eat vegetables. That doesn't sound like God. It doesn't sound like God. It doesn't sound like the angels. Amen. God's angels. It sounds like fallen angels. It sounds like the one wanted to destroy. They want to destroy the world. Amen. You can't come to Christ. You don't have certain clothes. You don't have this. That doesn't sound like that. Oh, something wrong with that conversation. There's something wrong with that information. Amen. There's something wrong there. God loved the whole world. He loved the Lord. Now, here's what the bottom line is, that, amen, one day, amen, those have accepted him, amen, and the message, and his son, and the church, amen. Men can fight all they want down here. Fight all they want down here. God has set up a system to take his people out. They can't stop that system. God, that's why Jesus told them they must be born again. That spirit on the inside must be. Amen. Men can remake the natural man. They're out cloning animals and trying to clone men, but they can't clone the spirit of God, the inner man. Amen. The inner man is God's. When the Holy Spirit come in and create an inner man, renew that inner man, come alive. Amen. In God. Amen. He might be still living in the old shell, but you have a new inner man. And once that inner man begin to, you give him a lot of room to, he begin to understand. Amen. And natural man begin to understand. Amen. He have victory over this natural body. He have victory in heaven. Jesus said he's going to make a new heaven. The Apostle Paul said in Revelation 21, he saw a new heaven and a new earth. So those that want this old earth, amen, you can have it. Amen. Everybody that wants, they're going to change it, going to work it. You can have it. Go ahead and keep the old earth. Amen. Go ahead and make it all you want to do. Demand and fight and argue. Try every law, every situation you want. But remember, you won't be able to make the new earth. Apostle John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Yes, we're going to heaven, but we're also, amen, going to be on that new earth. The new earth. It's a new earth coming. Amen. New earth coming. Are you ready? Amen. God, through whosoever will, let him come. Revelation, closing out Revelation, say, whosoever will, whosoever, whoever it is, whatever you love to eat, amen, and the Holy Spirit, he will definitely begin to lead you. Amen, because you've given him your life. He see you, all you just want to eat sugar all the time. You know that's against the body. God didn't create the body just to eat sugar. Amen, there's salt all the time, caffeine all the time. Amen, God didn't create that body to live like that. Amen, you're taking yourself out of the way. Amen, you got to have a balance. Amen, balanced life, balanced body. Amen, God would know. Amen, he began to correct you. Amen. Don't do this and don't do that. Amen. You know, you can't walk, stay up all day and all night. No, you need to have your rest. You need to have your rest. Drink water. Amen. Water, you can't live without water. Cannot live without water. Body consists of more than 80% of the body consists of water. Amen. So whatever you're eating, amen, dealing with Christ and your spiritual growth, amen. Don't let the enemy tell you or people tell you you can't be saved. You can't be saved. Take that message. Amen. Regardless of whoever it might be, amen. Have compassion. Let them know. Amen. God live. God live. All right, we're getting close to our prayer time, and amen. If you want to, we still can take one or two comments before we go into prayer. Amen. You can push one on your phone. It's talking about the subject, amen, concerning people's diet, stop them from being saved. You might have quite sure. There's all type of things, but there's all type of things in the world. Amen. You just educate yourself, all different third world countries, what they eat, amen, all these different countries, amen, isolation of what you have, amen, my experience of different people, different areas, amen. People eat a lot of fresh food and fresh vegetables in certain parts of the world compared to those that eat food from preservatives, from cans, amen, get a lot of preservative in their body. Amen. But as the Holy Spirit still accept you, God still will accept you. Amen. Regardless of what your language, your color of your skin, or whatever you speak, wherever you live, when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior through the gospel, amen, be baptized in water for removal of your skin. Removal. Amen. Must be and be born again. Amen. You can shake off all those old things, all those old traditions, all those old, amen, curse that men try to put on you, put over you. You've been cursed this way. You were born in a curse. Amen. You'll be born again. God break all of that. Amen. You got power. Amen. To shake off all those different traditions and habits. Amen. That's come through knowledge. Let's come through studying and praying. Amen. And God will, amen, lead you out, lead you in the right direction. All right, if you have one, you can push one on your phone. We're getting ready. Amen. And we've got a couple more minutes, then we're going to go into prayer. Amen. For those of you, you might say, well, it's not a good subject. It was a silly subject. But be surprised. Be surprised. Amen. What the enemy is using to stop people from coming to Christ. Stop people from coming to Christ. Stop people from accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Amen. It might be simple to you because now you're in Christ. You made it over. You made it through. But the Lord, since God told us to go, now you can be able to handle yourself. Amen. And share with those that have not accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, and they may have this comment, amen, I would come, but I'm just a meat eater. I just eat meat. Amen. I say, well, I come, but I don't believe in eating a whole lot of meats. I just believe in this. And Paul had to address the whole, almost the whole chapter, the book of Romans, 14 chapters, concerning people being judging each other over eating meats. 14 chapters of Romans. Paul had to address the Roman church, the Roman brethren in a letter. Amen. So there is, it's a problem when you begin to read the Bible. Amen. You read through all the letters, the epistles, and you can see the problems. You can see the problems. Amen. Still in some places and some people mind after they accepted Christ, they struggle with old time information. They struggle with the information. Amen. Once they accept it, then they have peer pressure around them. Amen. The peer pressure around them. Oh, I do this, but my auntie, my uncle, my neighbor, people on my job, they be watching me. Amen. You have to pray and ask God, give them strength. Lord, give me strength over this. Amen. All right. All right. We get ready now. We're going to go on to prayer. Anybody want to pray for the multitudes? Amen. We pray for not only just you and your family, but your neighbors, anyone that want to pray out. Amen. You can press one on your phone. Amen. We accept that prayer. Amen. There are so many things we need to pray for. We are. Amen. God has given us the key. God has given us the privilege to come before the great throne. Amen. And intercede. Jesus is interceding for us in heaven. Amen. He's on the right hand of God. He's still alive. Amen. He's interceding for us, talking to the world. Amen. He's talking to God for the prayers that's coming up from the saints. Amen. We are the prayer warriors. If you don't go out, you should send your prayers out. Intercede for your families. Intercede for your home, community, those on the job where you can't be able to, you find yourself not able to even to talk with them. Amen. But you can talk to God. Amen. To spare their life. Give them a little more time. Amen. To come to themselves. Amen. Because you remember the time that you was. Amen. You was lost. Amen. So we have a lot of job to do. We can send our prayers, go. And above all, you got to go. You have to go, brother. And you have to. You can't just sit around and hide out. Even you have to maybe find a ways to get your message out. Amen. On the telephone, calling people. Amen. Have some way means today with electronics. Amen. To talk to people. Amen. But you can't. God don't want you to hold yourself. Amen. Send out letters. Amen. Send out tracts. Amen. But we have a great job to do. We have a great job to do. All right. All right. We thank God for you anyway, for being in the studio. Amen. We're gonna close it out with a prayer. Father, we thank you for all those that are listening and all those that are here. Amen. We thank God for all the many of them that have been listening. Amen. That you accept as many that will call. You said, whosoever will, let him come. Doesn't matter what they eat, what they put on, where they are. Lord, you accepted them as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Father, we ask you to bless them right now. Oh, God, break every curse, every yoke that are binding them. When they become born again of your spirit, they are born out of all of these habits and all the different ways, amen, Father, that you have brought them through. You have the answer. Amen. You know everything. You see everything. You hear everything. Oh, God, amen. Lord, whatever weapon is trying to be formed against them, financially heal. Amen. Heal the money. Amen. Whatever the health, heal. Oh, God, make a way out of no way. Amen. Lord, you have the cattle on a thousand hills. You own the hill. You own the whole world. And, oh, God, you say all we have to do is ask. Ask. And, Lord, we come in together tonight, today, wherever they might be listening at this time. Oh, God, let the blood of your son, Jesus the Christ, cover these people, cover their homes, cover the food they eat, the clothes they put on, cover their neighborhood, cover their jobs. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we send out your prayers. Send the angels by their side. Lord, walk with them while they sleep in the walk with them while they walk working in the 91st Division of Psalms. Oh, God, as well. And, Lord, we know you're able to do everything. And we bless your name, Lord. We ask you to bless your name. Oh, God, bless your name. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we bless the name. Oh, God, that you continue to bless them. Amen. Encourage them. Lift them up when they've been torn down. Give them a greater day. Give them a greater light. Oh, God, give them a greater increase in the name of Jesus the Christ. And, Lord, we thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, as well as our associate website, amen, www.gotothereach.org. Go to the youthreach.org. Any comments, Revelation, God bless you. Till the next time, we love you. Thank you. God bless.